as a parent, you're like, ice hockey, you know, especially as a professional basketball player.
Now Seth is on the verge of his childhood dream, one that could end with his name being called first at next June's NHL draft.
No one wants to live in the shadow of their father. I mean, let's put it that way. I mean, we play different sports, but that's just something I might have to deal with.
Yes, of course, Popeye casts a big shadow, but Popeye Jones, let me teach you something right now. We're joined by Popeye Jones and Seth Jones. Popeye, you called it ice hockey in that clip. You can't call it ice hockey if you want people to feel like you really know the game.
But I do know the game. Okay, I'll call it hockey.
Yeah, you just got to drop the ice part. So this shouldn't be all about Seth. Popeye was a big star. Seth, let's see how much you know about your dad's fine career. What Dallas Mavericks record does he still hold?
It's got to be most rebounds in a game with 27,
28,
maybe?
But we'll give you a full. Do you remember what pick he was in the 1992 draft?
Oh, was it?
It wasn't number one like you're going, that's for sure.
It was second round.
41.
It was 41.
Yeah, you got the second round. He led the league in one category 1 year. Led the league. You know what it was?
It's got to be.
Yes?
I would guess rebounds.
Yeah, it was offensive rebounds, 94, 95. Awesome. Did he ever average a double-double? Yes or no?
No.
Yes, he
did.
Oh,
cool.
Not once, right, Popeye, but twice.
Exactly.
SI.com, you listen to this, has Seth rated number one. Popeye, you agree with this? Truly high-end blue liners are a precious commodity. And Jones is as rare as they come. Big, quick, physical, and whip smart. Think a slightly more disciplined Chris Pronger. Does that sound like your son? Papa?
I hope so. It does. It's what, you know, I know that's what he wanted to be. And I like the last part of it, the thing that I used to tell him as a kid, the smart to think your way around the game. And I think that he's done a good job. And when I watch him play, of really thinking his way around and being really smart out there on the ice.
So, Seth, when the NBA and NHL finals were on at the same time, who watched what in your house?
It was going back and forth pretty quickly, but I would have to give a little more time to the NHL finals.
Well, and I remember those days. I used to have to go upstairs while the living room
watch
TV
on two
had,
separate TVs.
Had, or go down in the basement and watch basketball while they were watching the hockey playoffs.
And the draft, which obviously is coming up, will be at the Prudential Center, right? And you don't live far from there, Popeye.
Yeah, so pretty excited. About 20 minutes from there, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, we actually played there last year before we moved into our brand new digs this season, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
And, you know, the key is because it's all about the suit that the kid wears for the draft. And the more ill-fitting, the better it is. You do know that, right? In the history of the draft, it's all about the bad-fitting suits for the juniors.
Well, that's kind of how it is in basketball. I think in basketball, obviously, I didn't get the opportunity to go to the NBA draft, but it's all about the dress. And as I can remember, I think Seth is probably I'm going to be out a little money because I think I got to buy him an Armani suit. I think that was a deal a long time ago.
Is that true, Seth?
Remember that.
Yeah, well, I might go to Don Cherry for my fitting. Who knows? We'll see.
Please don't
do that. I haven't decided
yet.
You know, it's a great story, and what makes it really great isn't the fact that, Popeye, you're an NBA guy, and Seth, there's a good chance you'll be drafted number one, but it's just the bond that you two have and how easy and relaxed you guys are. I'm glad that we could put the two of you together and allow us to see the two of you together, even though you're 2,000 miles apart. Really appreciate this today.
Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. And, look forward. Actually, I'm excited about the hockey season started. So I've been keeping one eye on that. Obviously, really busy with the NBA season.
So as we go to break, Seth, I'm going to tell you that tomorrow on TSN, do you get TSN, by the way?
No, I don't.
Oh, man, it's the class of 2013, Bobby McKenzie's draft ranking. 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Nathan MacKinnon, he had number one before the season. Say one thing to Bobby McKenzie that may sway him to putting you in the number one spot.
Nathan MacKinnon's a great player, but, we both have a lot of upside, and, I'll be happy wherever I go.
Tell him you drive a pickup truck. He'll love that. Thanks, guys.